You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3292. Today we're going to talk about the High Republic show episode that dropped just the other day. It was a brief one actually, but there were a couple of interesting tidbits that are worth talking about here, so let's do it. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Boivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the good news is that a new episode of the High Republic show dropped just the other day. The bad news is that it was a really short one. It's only 5 odd minutes when those shows usually run 20-30 minutes. That's usually because there's an interesting roundtable discussion, and there's a 3 or 4 minute long featurette, and there's also often a summary of what's been happening in High Republic storytelling up to that point, or since the last High Republic episode show had debuted. And yeah, I mean, they had opportunities, I guess, for all those and decided not to do them, and you know, such is life. So we are the poorer for it. And I guess maybe at some level they were thinking, yeah, we got to put something out before San Diego Comic-Con because we've got stuff happening at San Diego Comic-Con. But yeah, all right. So I think I've made my point in that regard. So let's just talk about what they actually did talk about. Christina Ariel, the host of the show, wrapped up a couple of recent announcements, including Shadows of Starlight, which is the Marvel 4-issue miniseries that's going to take place in the year in between the end of Phase 1 and the start of Phase 3 of High Republic storytelling. So that is a 4-issue limited series. And then there was also a name check to Jedi Survivor, because the bad guy in there is a former Jedi from the High Republic era. And also a nod to Young Jedi Adventures, the show on Disney Junior and Disney Plus that follows younglings in the High Republic era. So all of that, yeah. But the main thrust of what they did with the episode was about San Diego Comic-Con. This is where the corrections department has to come in for the show, because on yesterday's episode, where I was doing the what's coming in Star Wars storytelling for the month of July 2023, I mentioned SDCC and that there was going to be a panel there, but I said it was going to be Saturday, which would be July 22nd, and that was wrong. It's actually happening Friday, July 21st, so sorry for the error there. And since we're here, I may as well just, you know, tell you what the panel description says. It says, from the days of the glorious High Republic to the age of rebellion to the time of the fearsome First Order, joined some of Lucasfilm Publishing's all-star authors as they discuss stories from throughout the entire Star Wars saga, including reveals, announcements, and sneak peeks, featuring Kristen Baver of Timeline, Cecil Castellucci, Star Wars Moving Target, Adam Christopher, Shadow of the Sith, Claudia Gray, The High Republic, The Fallen Star, George Mann, The High Republic, Quest for the Hidden City, Beth Revis, The Princess and the Scoundrel, Kevin Scott, The High Republic, The Rising Storm, and Kirsten White, Padawan, and moderated, of course, by Lucasfilm's Michael Siglain. And in The High Republic show, Christina Ariel flagged Kevin Scott and George Mann being a part of this, but she also said that Charles Soule and Justina Ireland will be a part of this panel, too. And there was also a reveal of an upcoming reveal, so to speak. So we found out that the Star Wars High Republic comic series from Marvel is going to launch its Phase 3 stuff in November of this year, and the cover of the first issue is going to be revealed at San Diego Comic-Con. So that means that Lucasfilm Publishing panel is not going to be just about books, but it's going to be about comics as well. And it's funny, I didn't mind that necessarily, like that was fine. I think, all right, I'm going to do it one more time. So at Star Wars Celebration in London, there were a couple of instances where they were talking about reveals of stuff, and then they said, No, we're not going to reveal that until San Diego Comic-Con or something like that. And I felt like that was kind of like, you know, I get that they want to hold stuff for San Diego Comic-Con, but like, I don't want to be at Star Wars Celebration and have somebody say, oh, we can tell you about this. No, we're not going to tell you about that until Comic-Con. Like, I would rather you just like have utterly not even mentioned anything about it in the first place. But that's just me. All right. Soapbox thrown away. The other two reveals on the High Republic show were the cover of Age of Darkness, which is George Mann's novel, kicking off Phase 3 of the High Republic. It features Markion Rose sitting on a throne, and he's holding Loden Greatstorm's lightsaber. So, yeah, we're going right to him. And then the question that has been plaguing High Republic fans for more than a year has finally been answered. The fate of Buriaga has been revealed. If you don't want to know it, then plug your ears and count to five, all right? So starting now. All right, he's actually alive. And now we've waited for everybody to unplug their ears. And the story of what happens with Buriaga, so the answer is finally revealed, is in the Stories of Light and Life short story anthology, which is supposed to come out in September. However, they just announced that there's going to be a quote-unquote first-to-market opportunity, which means that they're selling it early at San Diego Comic-Con if you happen to be there. So that's everything that's worth noting, I think, from the High Republic show. And just one other side note, just watching Christina Ariel, I had this weird kind of deja vu situation feeling, and I realized that she reminds me a lot of the character that Jessica Williams plays on that Shrinking series on Apple TV Plus, which features Harrison Ford in it. So that was just kind of like, oh, hey, like this almost feels familiar in a way. Anyway, same kind of vibe. It was kind of fun. And yeah, Christina Ariel is delightful as usual. All right, so that is officially everything I got for you about the High Republic show and everything I got for you for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.